Hello, everyone. I'm Bill Armstrong, your 2013 NAR Treasurer. Welcome to NAR's monthly podcast on the commercial sector. I've got some good news to report, as well as some challenges, let's say. Let's start with the good news. 2012 ended on a positive note for commercial real estate. According to the January Commercial Real Estate Market Survey, which NAR released earlier this month, the fourth quarter of 2012 showed some improvement with accelerated growth in sales and leasing activity during this time frame. I'm seeing the same thing in my own day-to-day business. It's just still so difficult to get folks to pull the trigger on a deal, what with financing and appraisal issues and all the uncertainty coming out of Washington. Well, let's drill down a little deeper into the data, which codifies the story. Commercial realtors report a 6% increase in business opportunities as compared to the previous quarter. Leasing demand is up, as indicated by a 3% increase in leasing activity. Vacancies are down for all types of properties except hotels. And the average price of a transaction went from slightly under $1 million to $1.2 million. 68% of you completed a transaction during the fourth quarter. Now, I'm generally pretty pleased by all of this news. However, it's no surprise that tight lending conditions continue to be the main problem for our industry, with lack of inventory a close second. NAR's latest commercial real estate outlook, released at the end of February, shows similar steady improvement in the commercial market. In addition, NAR's chief economist, Lawrence Yun, also anticipates increased business spending in 2013 because of record-high corporate profits and low interest rates. Now, let's go from this good news to some of the challenges still in place in the market. A second report entitled Expectations and Market Realities in Real Estate, Turn the Page, paints a picture of an industry where investors are gradually adjusting to working in the new normal, marked by a slow recovery, challenging investment environment, and continued uncertainty. The report is published jointly by Real Estate Research Corporation, Deloitte, and NAR. It provides an outlook for commercial real estate in 2013 and beyond. Continued economic uncertainty, in part due to unresolved budget decisions in Washington, means slow growth in the commercial sector. In addition, the report offers an analysis of individual sectors of commercial real estate, including office, industrial, multifamily, retail, and hotel. The January Commercial Real Estate Market Survey, February's Commercial Real Estate Outlook, and the report, Expectations and Market Realities in Real Estate, are three examples of the top-notch research conducted by NAR. They're available for download on Realtor.org. Be sure to check them out. Finally, I'd like to make a quick mention of two surveys that are dropping in your inbox soon, or perhaps you've already received them. The first is an all-member awareness and satisfaction survey. The second is the commercial member profile survey. Your responses to each help us better understand who our commercial members are. And the more we understand you, the better we can serve you. So please be sure to respond. Well, that's all for today's podcast. Thanks for listening. Join me on March 19th for my next podcast. In the meantime, be sure to go to realtor.org/commercial for all your commercial sector news and information. And don't forget to join the conversation at the NAR Commercial blog at blog.commercialsource.com. Have a great day.